W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden making it clear the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine.
The world's watching what we do. We just send a horrible message to an aggressor and allies if we walked away at this time. And it would hurt our national security.
He was joined by the nation's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, urging Republicans to agree to future aid almost 2 years after the Russian invasion. Republicans are tying the aid to stronger border security measures. Closing arguments begin tomorrow in the New York civil fraud case against former President Trump. He's accused of overvaluing his real estate portfolio in order to get better terms on insurance and loans. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu announces he's endorsing former South Carolina governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley for president. The latest consumer price index shows inflation rose just 0.1% from October to November. The Dow and the Nasdaq both closed up over 100 points. This is ABC News. 'Tis a season for porch pirates. And if you've ever been visited for one, you are not alone by a long stretch. A new survey finds almost 3/4 of Americans have had some things taken from outside their home during the holiday season. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
The problem is more pronounced around the holidays when people who might not otherwise shop online are suddenly logging on. The best deterrent, says Corey Wagner of security.org.
If you can bring the package inside your house as soon as it's delivered, you're taking away the risk of the package being stolen.
Security system ratings company Safewise says 119 million acts of porch piracy have occurred this year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
You could call it the luckiest town in America. A gas station in Encino, California sold not one, but two Mega Millions winning tickets for Friday night's $395 million drawing. The owner says he's already seeing a big increase in customers. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Anybody who's ever breastfed a child knows that breast milk is liquid gold. Preserve it at all costs.
Oh, that's what Kristen was talking about. Yeah. Freezing it, like pumping, freezing. She's like, I have bricks of it. I'm like, this sounds like a reboot of Breaking Bad. Like, this is...
In the breast milk
Breaking breast. Breaking breast.
Breaking breast. Well done.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin's Board of Regents is going for a do-over on a vote to unfreeze money for pay raises and building new buildings. They had rejected a deal between System President Jay Rothman and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The Board of Regents will meet again Wednesday to vote on the same deal. In exchange for the money, the system would repurpose over 40 positions related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Republican leaders on Tuesday said that the four unconfirmed regents could see their jobs on the line regardless of how they voted on Saturday. Governor Evers is encouraged by the possibility of more Amtrak service in Wisconsin. The state is getting $2 million from Washington to study increasing passenger train opportunities from the Twin Cities to Chicago up to the Fox Valley. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers lose to the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers never really had it going on offense, losing 24-22 to the Giants in New York. The Pack were 6-point favorites heading into the game. Packers defensive back Carrington Valentine.
I didn't even know he was favorites, honestly. I don't focus on that. I mean, I just go in and give every opponent the respect.
Valentine recovered a rare fumble by the Giants running back Saquon Barkley. The Giants managed to get into field goal territory and were good from 37 as time expired. In the NBA, the Bucks went into overtime with the Bulls, but managed a 133-129 win at home over over Chicago. Giannis scored 32 points.
We're just getting good shots. I think we were able to get to our spots, execute. Everybody was aggressive. Brook was aggressive. Dame was aggressive. And we're just able to execute.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 11. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 20.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on Tuesday, December 12th. That's a great day to Nightlight, let's be honest. Let's go. Got a great show for you tonight and some really interesting guests. I love talking to people. I love knowing their stories, finding out how they got to where they are, whether in show business or not. Absolutely love it. Tonight, we are going to talk to someone in central Wisconsin who's going to tell us about the theater scene there. So we'll get a little local flair, and there's an improv group there we're going to talk about. This is really cool, too. In just a few minutes, at the bottom of the hour, music duo, Green Bay Music Duo, 7,000 Apart, is going to perform live in the studio. They're going to do a couple songs for us. They have a great story, so I'll save it for them, but they're phenomenal. You're not going to want to miss that. And then at the top of the hour, I'm going to be joined by Civic Media News Director and avid volleyball fan who recently passed or got his qualifications to be a volleyball ref. That's how much he loves volleyball. Terry Bell will join me, a great guy and a guy I've been friends with for a long time. And then very excited as well in the second hour, actor Richard Reilly will join us. His credits are insane. He was in Office Space, Casino, Fried Green Tomatoes, Black Rain. He's got almost 500 acting credits. He is originally from Wisconsin, went out to Hollywood, and he has pretty much worked nonstop since the day he got there. And I have an interesting story. Richard and I crossed paths about 5 years ago, like three times within 3 months. It was very interesting. So very excited to have him on here and talk to him. He's the guy from Office Space. His character's name was Tom Smakowski. And he's the guy that came up with the jump to conclusions map. And now you're all probably going, oh, I know that guy. He's in everything. And he is. He's just a phenomenal actor and an even better guy. We're going to talk to Richard at 9:30. So we got a great show. Great guests lined up. Some great music happening right here in the studio. We are broadcasting live, by the way, from the City Deck Studios at UWGB in Green Bay. The beautiful new studios. Tonight's question, folks, it's a big one. Because there's a big birthday today. Maybe one of the greatest all-time names in show business, Frank Sinatra, was born today. And our question tonight, we'll talk a little bit about Frank, maybe play a tune or two. But our question is, what's your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Let us know. We're here waiting. I have an idea. If it has to be New York, New York, I'm fine with that. Personally, that's maybe one of the most overplayed songs. But it's better. It's better when Frank Sinatra sings it than an office Christmas party group singing it or hairdressers singing it at karaoke or whatever. It's a really grating song unless Sinatra's singing it. But if that's your favorite, I want to hear about it because the guy's got an incredible catalog. We'll talk a little bit about his life tonight. It was fascinating. But let us know what your favorite Frank Sinatra song is. It's 920-264-0606. What is your favorite Frank Sinatra song. And if you want to put Frank Sinatra movie on there, you can. He had a great career as an actor, too. But in the meantime, we're going to talk. I don't even know where to begin. We got a lot of show. And some sad news today, too. Andre Brower, I just learned, passed away from Rob Thomas of the Capital Times in Madison. He just tweeted, or X'd, or whatever you call it now. I can't keep up. That the actor Andre Brower passed away. He played a detective on Homicide: Life on the Street. And he was in Brooklyn 99. I'm sorry. He's got a ton of credits too. Movie and TV. Phenomenal actor. And gone too soon. I didn't think he was that old. And he wasn't. I think he was like low 60s maybe. If only there was a way I could find that out. Siri and Google, stand by. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk Frank Sinatra. We got some great guests, in-studio music. It's all happening here from the WGBW City Deck Studios. Maybe I can get, you know, if I was a really good host, I could get Frank Sinatra in here. Because that was cool. I moved to L.A. in the mid to late 90s. And the day he died, I remember driving, and up in the sky, there was a what do they call them, cloud painters or skywriters? Skywriters, I guess. They posted "So Long, Frank" in the sky. And I was like, oh my gosh, I live in the same town as Frank Sinatra. For 2 years of my life, Frank and I were neighbors through the mountains, over the canyon, but we're practically neighbors. I should have invited him over, asked him to bring like a potluck or something. That's how we do it in Wisconsin. I could have brought a little Wisconsin to Hollywood like I try to do every night. So Andre Brower gone, Frank Sinatra's birthday. And I don't even know where. I guess we should talk about Frank Sinatra. Conrad, what do you think? What do we do first? Sinatra?
Yeah, Sinatra for sure.
For sure, right? You going to laugh at my jokes tonight?
Of course. Okay. I always do.
I hope. Well, I don't know. Last couple nights you kept that mic off, buddy.
Oh, I'll keep it on.
Okay. So I'm so excited. Richard really, he's a Wisconsin. I love when I talk to Wisconsinites who lived in L.A. and were in Hollywood and made a career. And his acting is like it's like identifiable with his lineage or where he's from, a native son. He's just a working man's actor who works his butt off. He's great. I can't wait to talk to him. So Frank Sinatra, this is pretty cool. He was born, his nickname was the chairman of the board. Later they called him Old Blue Eyes. And the reason I'm talking about him tonight, A, I love his music. I do, for sure. But he was called by many critics the greatest entertainer of the 20th century. Now, Taylor Swift was not around then, so I don't know how he would have measured up. We'll leave that. That's a discussion for the ages. But he sold over 150 million records. One of the greatest music sellers of all time. Here are some interesting facts, though, that I found out. Frank Sinatra weighed 14 pounds when he was born. I think he's like 120 pounds he only put on like 105 pounds his whole life. He had to be delivered with a forceps, which caused severe scarring to his left cheek, neck, and ear, and perforated his eardrum. Why is that significant? Because he was a singer with an amazing voice, amazing pitch. His eardrum and the scars remained for the rest of his life. His grandmother resuscitated him, her grandson, by holding him under cold water until he finally took his first breath. That's scary. But it always makes me wonder, all these little injuries and the trauma of his birth, somehow did that arrange his genes so that he had this amazing voice? Or this delivery when he talked. What is it? I don't know. It's insane. But it happened, and he overcame that to have an incredibly successful career. He was raised in the Catholic Church. His father could not read, but became the captain of the Hoboken Fire Department. He was born in Hoboken, New Jersey. They also owned a tavern in Hoboken, his folks. And he would go there to work on his homework and occasionally sing for spare change. I mean, he did not serve in World War II because of his perforated eardrum. He was teased constantly as a child for being slight and small. And one of his biggest influences was Bing Crosby. Frank Sinatra. By the way, we're asking, what is your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Text it in or call 920-924-0606. You think I'd know the number by now.
Hey, Pete, we got a call actually right now.
Okay. Is this a Sinatra call?
Yes.
Put him through, buddy.
He's on.
All right. It's a he. Hi, who am I talking to?
This is Greg from Waukesha, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Greg?
Good, good. Listening on WAUK. And I don't know why I always associate Frank Sinatra with the Olive Garden, but, you know, being in my mid-40s, I wasn't really around in Frank Sinatra's heyday, but I have to say some of my favorite songs are New York, New York, and I Did It My Way, because I really feel like Frank did it his way, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was a genuine, loving, caring man, but he did it his way, you know?
He really did.
And, yeah.
And, yeah, and, yeah, and Greg, and when he sings My Way, even though he's this big star, don't you totally relate to it? Doesn't it, like, kind of validate all of our lives when we hear that song?
Yes, yes, I totally, it's like, I want to do it my way, you know?
Bro, we all do, for sure.
Yeah, and just one more thing, you know, you were mentioning Taylor Swift before. She had a movie made about her. I'm not sure that's Sinatra. I know you mentioned something about a TV series or a book. I'm not sure that Sinatra ever had a movie made about him while he was alive, but hopefully someday, you know, they'll make a movie out of his. I'd go see a movie all about Frank Sinatra.
Absolutely. And I don't know if they made one about him while he was living. I think there have been biopics or documentaries on him. But I will say this, Greg. He was a successful film actor, as you probably know, and he was good. He won an Oscar for From Here to Eternity, Best Supporting Actor in 1953. He won a Golden Globe for Pal Joey in 1957. So now I will give Taylor Swift this. She's probably got a lot more YouTube followers than Frank Sinatra ever had. So, Greg, thanks for the call. You have a great night.
You too, Pete.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Buddy. Thank you. Yeah, Academy Award-winning actor, Golden Globe winner. He won 11 Grammys, and he's been called the best singer of the 20th century. That's so last century. Come on, Sinatra. Get it together. Well, we'll see. We'll play, maybe we'll play one of those Sinatra songs a little later in the show. But Frank Sinatra, it is his birthday, and a sad day. As I mentioned, Andre Brower passed away. Phenomenal actor. Homicide: Life on the Street was a great show. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but I love to talk TV and film here on Nightlight. That's kind of what we do. Homicide: Life on the Street. If you're looking for something to find, an old show to find, to lose yourself in, Homicide: Life on the Street, one of the best network shows about cops ever. And by the same creator, David Simon, who created The Wire, really phenomenal show. And, filmed in Baltimore on location. Great stuff. So keep those texts coming. We'll read a couple in just a minute. 920-264-0606. Or you can call in like Greg did. We can talk about your favorite Sinatra song. But in a couple minutes, just about a minute here, I'm going to talk to a gentleman named Christopher Bongan. He's going to fill us in on the Central Wisconsin theater and improv scene. And after that, the music duo 7,000 Apart are here in the studio. You will not want to miss. These guys are about to break. They're a married couple, and they're fantastic. This is Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Give me a look like I'm way out of bounds. Well, you let one on your board size. But lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, down, down.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
PQS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We're talking about Frank Sinatra. Tonight, it's his birthday, and I'm asking you, the listener, what is your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Got a couple texts during the break here. Another one from My Way. Our caller in the last segment, Greg, said he liked My Way as well as New York, New York. And Witchcraft. This texter said My Way and Witchcraft. Witchcraft is a great song. Not really what it sounds like. It's not really about witchcraft. I guess it's about witchcraft. Entrancing a suitor, if you will. So we will be asking that question all night. In just a few minutes, the married music duo 7,000 Apart is going to be in the studio to sing, and they are great. I highly recommend not missing that. Richard Reilly is going to be along a little later, and we're going to talk some Wisconsin women's volleyball with one of their most valuable refs and civic media news director, Terry Bell, at the top of the hour. But right now, part of the what I do on this show, I love talking about show business. We talk about Hollywood. We talk about the shows we're watching. It's great. I love all that. But I also love the local theater scene, the local independent film scene. If you got something going on, reach out and contact us. We'll try to talk to you about it because there's a lot of cool stuff happening here in Wisconsin. And right now we're going to go to Central Wisconsin and find out what's happening there in the theater scene and the improv scene. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Christopher Bongan. Christopher, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. Thank you. Thanks for taking time out on a school night to be with me. This is fun.
Happy to do it.
Yeah. So you live in Stevens Point, correct?
I do.
Okay. So tell us, what is the theater scene like in Stevens Point?
Oh, Stevens Point has quite the theater scene. We've got UWSP, and they've got their theater, which has shows, seems like, every month. They just closed a dance show there. We've got the Playhouse Children's Community Theater that just closed Frozen Junior, and they're doing Shrek Junior here in a couple of months.
Oh, they did those in Marinette. Those are both great kids' shows. My daughter, it was so much fun. Yeah.
Yeah, they sold out every night this weekend. People were turned away at the door. It was great. And then we also have the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. They are just this coming Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're doing the radio show of Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And then in February, they have a show called Leading Ladies, which is a fantastic comedy by Ken Ludwig. They're actually celebrating their 50th year of doing shows. So they did all Ken Ludwig shows. They did Crazy for You a couple months ago, which I was part of. They're doing Leading Ladies, and then they're doing Postmortem in May over Mother's Day weekend, which is a great show as well.
Okay, so we're on statewide here. So in Central Wisconsin, Christmas Carol at the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater. Are tickets available, and when is that show?
It is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7. I believe it's at 7.
This week?
This week, nice. Yep. You can get there. It's $5 a ticket, $20 for a family, no matter if it's more than five. You can get the whole family in for $20. Just, it's a staged reading of Christmas Carol with live actors and a live Foley artist. And Thursday night is a pay what you can. So, you know, if you got a dollar, which is great. And they always do a Christmas radio show. And that's at the Century Theater, at the Century Insurance Building. And you can get tickets either through Show Ticks for You and search for CWACT, or go to CWACT.org and look up their they've got links to all their tickets through that as well.
Excellent. That civic media is all about localizing everything, politics, sports, theater. I love that what you just said, that an entire family can get it for $20, and you have a night where it's pay what you can. That really is inclusive, and it celebrates community, and that's really encouraging to hear that. So good for you guys. You also, you're part of an improv group, and this is why I wanted to talk to you. I love that there's an improv group in Central Wisconsin. Not that there aren't around, but I just, you don't hear about that when you hear about Stevens Point. Tell us about the improv group.
So the improv group's name is Subject to Change. We have been together for just a little over a year. A gentleman named Mark Vicker went through a 3-year training program at Second City for improv and sketch. And this was kind of his brainchild brought forth. And we're just kind of getting going with some real gigs coming up here. So we're pretty excited about it. It stemmed, the CWACT does what we call Final Fridays. It's been around for, I think close to 15 years, where the last Friday of every month, they do a free improv night that anybody can show up to for free, play the games if they want to, just watch if they want to, bring your own beverage. It's a real great time. Nice. And they do that at their rehearsal space. And then a group of us kind of from that, but separate in entity, have created this group.
Very cool. I'm talking with Christopher Vongen. He is very involved. He's a member of the Subject to Change Improv Group in Stevens Point, as well as the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater in Stevens Point. So can people join? Can anybody join?
We are going to be hosting some auditions periodically. Mark Vicker and another one of our members named Alan Hadlock are going to be kind of running those. We do have a Facebook page if people want to check it out at Subject to Change.
Okay.
And we're also looking for, people can call us up and if they want to like book us for a party or something like that, we can try to make that happen. We have a group of about 14 people and we usually perform with about 6 to 7 of them, depending on all of our availability.
Very cool. Maybe you guys can start like your own little Second City thing there in Stevens Point, like an offshoot, because they have so many, you know, tent operations in Second City. It's insane. So why not Stevens Point?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not?
Hey, we have about a minute left, Christopher, but I want to ask you, what are you watching? What is a guy in Central Wisconsin who's into the arts, who's into community theater? What are you watching on TV?
Oh, man. I stream everything. I don't pay for cable or internet. And my wife very lovingly got me a subscription to Apple TV Plus.
She wants you to watch more TV. Wow. Well, that's a heck of a marriage.
We were trying to find stuff to watch together and we binge watched Ted Lasso, which if you have not seen, I highly recommend.
I've seen it.
And then we also binge watched Schmigadoon and Schmicago.
I have not seen those. No.
Oh, they are a COVID musical theater brain love child. That the first season, they go in and it looks like old time musical theater, kind of making fun of but also paying homage to all the old school musical theater. And the second season, they end up in Schmicago, which is kind of a throw up of like that middle ground kind of dark. It's really funny. It's huge. It's got all kinds of big stars a part of it. It's really good. I highly recommend checking it out.
I'm going to have to Google these. All right. That's fantastic. Christopher, I appreciate you taking time out, telling us about your really cool groups that you're a part of there in Stevens Point. Go see the Christmas Carol this weekend. Still tickets. Thanks for joining us. Don't be a stranger.
Can I plug our next show?
Quickly. Sure.
January 5th at the Annex, which is part of the Fox Opera House that they just refurbished in Stevens Point.
Oh, cool.
We've got a show. It's limited seating, $10 per person, about 75 tickets only. So we're looking forward to breaking in that new space.
Yeah, good luck. Break a leg, as they say. Thanks, Christopher. All right, when we come back, live in the studio, 7,000 apart. You won't want to miss this. They're great. It's Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden making it clear the U.S. will continue to support Ukraine.
The world's watching what we do. We'd just send a horrible message to an aggressor and allies if we walked away at this time. and it would hurt our national security.
He was joined by the nation's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, urging Republicans to agree to future aid almost 2 years after the Russian invasion. Republicans are tying the aid to stronger border security measures. Closing arguments begin tomorrow in the New York civil fraud case against former President Trump. He's accused of overvaluing his real estate portfolio in order to get better terms on insurance and loans. New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu announces he's endorsing former South Carolina governor and U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley for president. The latest consumer price index shows inflation rose just 0.1% from October to November. The Dow and the Nasdaq both closed up over 100 points. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin property taxes are expected to see its largest increase since the Great Depression next year, though most homeowners probably won't feel it. That's according to the nonpartisan research group, the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The total property tax jump will come out to almost 5%, but two state tax credits included in this year's state budget will bring down how much homeowners actually pay. All three of Wisconsin's veterans' homes are getting federal grants through the state to hire nurses and keep them on the job. The grants to the long-term care homes in King, Union Grove, and Chippewa Falls add up to almost $733,000. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin has been losing nurses at almost twice the rate as the rest of the country. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 11. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 22. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 18.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZA.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you, you've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Nightlight. There we go. mic was off. I have to shout loud enough for the entire state to hear because my mic was off. So that feels much better. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm Pete Schwabe. You're with me here for Nightlight tonight. We have got a lot of show coming up, folks. Civic Media News Director and Women's Volleyball Ref, Terry Bell, will be here in a little while. Conrad, did you know Terry is a women's volleyball ref?
I did not.
Now you do. Look at that. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, actor Richard Reilly will be joining me. He is from the movie Office Space and Casino. He's going to talk to us about what he's up to. He's got over 300 movie credits. It's going to be really fun. But right now, I am very thrilled. We have a guest in studio tonight, the band 7,000 Apart. It's Amelie and Jonathan are here. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
having us.
Hey, my pleasure. So you guys are a musical act. You're playing down the street in a couple nights at Hagermeister. Is it Hagermeister?
Yeah, Hagermeister. Yeah. Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. So are there still seats available?
I believe so. Yeah, you can either get just come to see us, the concert, or you can get like a nice little dinner package.
You actually have
concert.
Food.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's funny.
Three-course dinner, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So I saw you guys online. I really liked your music.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I thought, you know, I can't go to the show because I'm on the air at that time. So I thought, well, why not just bring them in here, talk to them, and have them in the studio? So welcome, and tell us how this band, is it just the two of you?
Yeah, so okay. We're like the core of 7,000 Apart, and then when we play live, either we do it as just a duo, or we'll play as a trio or a band. We have fantastic musicians that join us.
Nice.
So we get the full band experience as well.
Yeah. Tell us why, I know the story, but tell the listeners why you named the band 7,000 Apart.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden, and I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17. I end up at Preble High School right here in Green Bay, and that's where I met John.
Yeah, so we met in music theory class my senior year of high school. We became friends over music. We ended up dating that whole school year, and then we had to decide whether or not we wanted to break up or try long distance. We tried long distance and ended up spending 3 years in a long distance relationship from Stockholm, Sweden, where Amelie's from, and I was studying in Kentucky. And so we were 7,000 kilometers apart from each other. And so we started it just as a YouTube project, just to have something to do when we were apart.
Did you record separately when you were
apart?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So we would put together these like YouTube videos. It was a total mess. It's way easier to do it in person.
Yes.
So we're very happy now. But yeah, so after 3 years long distance, we finally got married. I moved over here, and we lived here for like 7 years.
No kidding.
In Green Bay, yeah.
So, and you don't have an accent anymore. You must have been here a while. I was expecting, when I was texting you yesterday, I thought, I was reading your text with a Swedish accent.
I love that, yeah.
It would be good to have someone from a different country on the...
I mean, I can do a Swedish accent if you want me to.
Oh, yes,
but like,
nice.
I kind of feel like it's kind of a lot.
It would be fake, too.
A little bit, yeah.
You've been Americanized now.
Yeah, I'm an American now, too. I'm actually an American citizen. Yeah, so 2 years.
So, okay, so that's like... really long distance relationship. That's true, and you made it, and good for you, and you're married now, and you got a band, and now you're leaving, you said, on January 3rd. You're going back to Sweden? Is that how that works?
Yeah, so we actually moved to Sweden about a year ago, and so that is our, like, main base, I guess, but we were here all of summer playing, like, over 90 shows, and now we're back all of December as well to play shows and spend time with family.
And we still think of Green Bay as, like, our home as well, because we lived here for, you know, 6 or 7 years, so it's,
We're just lucky to
have here, John.
I grew up here, so my family's here, and, so it's a really fun place to come back to, and you feel so at home here, and then we go to Sweden and we feel at home there.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun.
That's pretty cool. So do you feel at home here? You like Green
Bay? Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I lived here for 7 years, and so it feels almost as home as Stockholm does to me. Yeah.
Wow. And there's a few Swedish people here, right?
Yeah. Just
get some Swedish meatballs or
something. Once in a while, maybe.
Are you a fan of ABBA?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely throw in a couple of ABBA songs in our sets sometimes. Yeah.
What? So tell me about your roles in the band. Do you sing, Amelie and Jonathan?
Yeah, so I'm mainly the lead singer, I guess. I play some guitar as well, and some little tambourine, you know?
Yeah, and I do sing as well, but I mostly play guitar and piano. Mm-hmm. So we kind of both do all the things.
Yeah,
but
we write the songs together.
Yeah, write together and... yeah, just kind of do stuff together, I guess. Yeah.
Do you you're married, so there's power struggles within that, but how do you manage those, and how do you manage them creatively?
It works really surprisingly well. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't have been able to do this for so long, but we complement each other a lot. Like, John is very, very creative. I'm a little bit more like organized and like...
I'm very type B, she's very type A, and so it kind of like, the things that I'm bad at, she's good at, the things that she's bad at, I'm good at, and it just, yeah.
Yeah, and then also we've learned how to like wear different hats when we're in different places, you know? Like when we're home, we're Amelie and John, and then when we're on stage, we are 7,000 apart. Yeah. And when we work together on business stuff, we have to like treat each other more like coworkers, and then when we're home, we treat each other more like... like husband and wife, you know?
And it's easy to do that. You just have like an off switch.
No, gosh, no. It took a while to learn, but it helps.
It's
like,
gotten better though, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. We're it's something we keep working on.
So how long have you been 7,000 apart? How long is the band?
So we started when we were long distance in 2014. So next year will be 10 years, which feels absolutely nuts. But yeah.
But we were like, I mean, what, 19 or something when we started it?
Yeah.
So
But then we like... properly started like the business, like we have 7,000 Apart LLC in 2017. So that's when we started like playing shows and really.
And we've been full time now. This is our third year of doing music full time.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's how cool is that? Yeah. No day jobs.
Yeah. No day jobs.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Do you want a day job?
Oh, we're good.
No, we're good.
Also, do you want a co-host?
Want to work at Target? Yeah. I love a co-host. Yeah. Yeah. Very lonely in here by myself. Conrad never talks to me, so you know. So that's so cool. So what is there a good music scene in Green Bay, would you say?
Yeah, in Wisconsin in general. I mean, the amount of live music that we have at bars and restaurants and all the different like little small town festivals, plus the big festivals like Mala Music and Summerfest. I would say like Wisconsin.
Performing is perfect. Like Wisconsin is amazing. Like it's honestly one of the best places I think in the US or in the world. Because you can play, I mean, we played 90 gigs last year, and we played 145 the year before, mostly in Wisconsin. And like, I don't think there's any other place you can really do that. That's like crazy.
Sounds like you're both type A. Yeah. That's impressive. That's a lot of music. So I'm talking with the band, the duo, the music duo, 7,000 Apart. They're in studio here. It's Amelie and Jonathan, and they're playing at Hagermeister's on Wednesday. And you guys are going to play something for us right now, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what you're going
to
play.
We're going to play one of our latest singles. It's called Runaway. And it goes out to anyone who feels like they've ever felt like they don't really fit in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this goes out.
Take it away whenever you're ready. This is 7,000 Apart.
To be a runaway, but it's harder to be someone else and say no one ever really wants to be up this late. No one ever wants to feel like a criminal, but it's hard to live your life in the subliminal. No one ever wants to disobey, but it's too late, it's too late. Feelings inside my head when the old me is dying dead. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time in the moonlight. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time in the moonlight. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in. You're a runaway, a runaway. You didn't go through that, you lose that. Never choose facts to be used that. You're invasive, can be traced in or erased in. I'm not facing to those channels anymore now. Oh, I don't fit in anymore.
Wow. That was great.
Thank you.
I'm quitting my job here so I can come and see you at Hagermeister. Oh,
okay.
Will you make it worth my while if I come
easy,
by?
Easy choice. Easy choice.
Whatever you want.
That was really fun. Wow. Okay, now I'm stumped. Like, what are your... You got a little hip hop in there. You got, but it's acoustic. What style is your music? How do you categorize it?
We call it indie pop. I think that's the best way to describe it. But we definitely take inspiration from artists like, I mean, Ed Sheeran. He kind of does a lot of rapping.
His, yeah, I like, totally pop hear music, that. You
know? Imagine Dragons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Paramore. I mean, like a lot of different influences, and I think we just kind of blend it all into one thing. Mm-hmm. We don't really know if it works, but we like it.
Oh, so. Yeah, it totally works. So and, you know, of course, everything is derivative, but you want to put your own stamp on it. You draw from other influences. Do you have, like you said, Ed Sheeran, but who, like, historically are your influences?
I mean, I grew up listening. My two favorite bands were Evanescence and Paramore, which are, like, two rock bands, you know? But for me, it's all about, like, powerful singers and women. And so, like, I love Adele. I love Sarah Bareilles. Like, I love a lot of those.
I get that. You have like, you're sitting in a chair in a very sterile but cool studio, and you have stage presence. Like, that's really, honest. You're, like, popping off the chair. And it must be fun for you to sing, Jonathan. I mean, I play a little guitar very poorly, but I sing when I'm by myself. I would never do it in front of people, but you seem to enjoy that part, too.
Yeah, I mean, when I met Amelie, I was lead singer of a band, and I met her, and I'm like, oh, I don't need to sing anymore. You know?
And I was playing guitar when I met him, and I was like, well, I don't need to play guitar anymore.
Wow.
But now we're starting to both.
Now we're starting to both do both, and it's been really
it's a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, who are your influences musically?
My biggest influence was actually a band called Switchfoot. They're kind of like in the Christian market, but also kind of not, alt-rock sort of thing.
Okay.
I love them. They just like the songwriting. I love songwriting. And so anyone who is good at songwriting is kind of a big influence for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And then you guys know, I don't know if you knew this, Frank Sinatra, this is his birthday today.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you Frank Sinatra fans?
I mean, I feel like you kind of have to be if you exist on the planet.
Yeah.
Because it's
just
like,
if you're a musician, for sure.
Yeah.
Where can people, see, other than Wednesday night, where can people see you guys?
So we're actually going to be up at the Potawatomi Casino up in Carter this weekend. And then you can find all of our other dates for December on our website, 7000apart.com/tour. Or you can go to our Facebook page, just 7000 Apart.
You know what the best thing is about you guys being a duo?
What?
You save money on hotel rooms. You know, and you get to pocket all the money. I used to do stand-up comedy. And I'd be up there. They put a band up after us. And there's like nine guys. I'm like, oh, my gosh. They got to split all that money nine ways.
Yeah.
Yours is going into the same account. Very, very heady business move.
100% planned. 100%. Super,
Well, this is great. You're going to stick around? We just have to do some business for like a minute, and you're going to sing something else too, right?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Okay, fantastic. I have 7000 Apart is in the studio. They're playing at Hagermeister's on Wednesday night. They're with me for another segment. Do not go away. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Saying in her sleep, brother's got a date to keep, he can't hang around.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. A lot of shows still coming up. Richard Reilly, the actor, is going to be here. He is one of the stars of Office Space and Casino. And Terry Bell will be along in just a few minutes. He is the Civic Media News Director, and he's also a volleyball ref. How do you like that for a dual career? Pretty cool, huh? He'll be along just in a few minutes just to talk about both of those duties he performs here. Right now, I'm talking with the band 7,000 Apart. They are a Green Bay band, Green Bay-based music duo. They're playing at Hagermeister on Wednesday, which is right down the street here in Green Bay. They just performed a song. They're going to do another one in a couple of minutes. So I have to ask you guys, when you write songs, are they always about each other? And if you have lyrics like that are intimate, not intimate, but like romantic, do you go, wait a minute, that never happened with us? Like, how does that work?
I feel like we should.
Yeah, it would be smart. We should write more love songs. We've said that we need to write more love songs for the next album. For the second album that we just finished, which we're very excited about.
What's it called? And Feel Your Feelings. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And it's all about mental health. So nice. Because we struggled a lot during COVID and all that. And so we wrote songs that related definitely to us, but less about like our romantic relationship and more like maybe our relationship with ourselves. Yeah. And we wrote songs that we felt like we needed to hear.
Very nice. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So you guys are going to do another song. First, I want to ask you, if I didn't already ask you this, where can people see? Oh, you told me the casino. Any other Green Bay dates? Because I know you're leaving on January 3rd.
Yes, in Green Bay, we're playing, I think it's the 27th at Titletown. We will be outside playing some Christmas music
outside.
For the skaters.
Outside. Oh,
I know.
Wow. Okay. We've done that before as well.
Yeah, a little kid, probably like 4 or 5 years old, he took a big handful of snow and stuffed it in our tip bucket.
Oh my gosh.
And then looked at us and laughed.
Looked us in the eyes and was just like, take that, you know? Yes,
you call the cops on that kid. All right, so tell us a little bit about what you're going to play now. What do you got? What do you got lined up
here? Yeah, we're going to play our latest single. It's called Lights Go Down. And it's just about how we, no matter what, we're always going to do music because that's what we love. It doesn't matter if we get to be on the radio or play in front of thousands of people or if we're just at home and just in our living room.
And we wrote it after being on Sweden's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, yeah. All right, let's hear. This is 7,000 Apart with their latest single, Lights Go Down.
Just say it, stop playing, see feelings, rearrange them. Sing on the street, sing the cheat, sing to the ones, step on the feet. Give me a beat, to live for free, make something the world has never seen. With a guitar, a tiny car, just as a mouse to play at a bar. Come to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Cha cha da da cha da da cha da da cha. Cha cha da da cha da da cha da 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 cha. If you go high, I'll go low. Take a shot or two and let it go up. Something in a song will keep it coming. Never from the best or smartest. Never giving up. I'm feeling a test. Don't need me. Can't read me. Can't feel me. So don't be me. Climbing to the top to fall a long way down. Singing to myself when nobody's around. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go. Cha cha da 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 da. Lights on my name till the lights go out. Lights on my name till the lights go out.
All right, I got two words for you. House band. Come on in here. You can be the house band every night.
That
was fantastic.
We'd adore that.
Thank you.
So tell us what the song called again, Lights Go Down?
Lights Go Down.
Lights Go Down.
And
yeah,
where
yeah
can people hear that if they want to?
On Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you listen to music.
We're getting
CDs,
vinyls printed up. Yeah, all the stuff.
I only listen to music that people play here in the studio, so I'm a little behind. I'm playing catch up. So, no, that was really, really outstanding.
Thank you so much.
So, you're going to Sweden on the 30th. Are you coming back to Green Bay anytime? Do you have plans to come back?
Okay. We are coming back late May, probably, and we're going to stay all summer to play shows.
Okay.
So, like, there'll be probably around 100 shows this summer again.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's fantastic. So, now I got to ask you, this is a hard question. This is where I turn into Barbara Walters. I'll try not to make you guys cry.
Okay.
You're married and you have a band. What if one of those things goes awry? You keep the marriage together to keep the band together and vice versa? How does that work? Are you worried about that?
So there's like a few Swedish duos. There's one called Flora Cash that we're kind of acquaintances with, and another that we don't know personally, but they're called Smith and Tell. And I think that exact situation happened to them.
Yeah.
Like they were dating and they separated. And I think the thing is, like, you kind of, when it's your livelihood too, like, what do?
Yeah.
You know? So
you muscle through it.
The thing is, I would say we have a very good relationship. Like, we don't fight. Like, we're very, like, attuned. Like, so far, so good, you know? Like,
right,
we're 7 years into this marriage, and, like, we're doing great.
Okay.
And I think we would, I mean, the thing is, we really deeply care about each other, you know? And if things would go
maybe
awry,
we'll turn it into, we've been talking about, like, making a side project. Like, if 7,000 Part fails...
Yeah. That's
we'll call
okay
it Ripped
that's
Apart.
More likely.
7,000
yes
Ripped Apart.
We'll
no,
call
no, no,
it
just
Ripped Apart.
Oh, just Ripped Apart. Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, either way, whatever might fail, we could do Ripped Apart as, like,
a metal band.
A metal band. Yeah. And
oh,
so we
wow
can, like, scream at each other on stage.
You
how
guys,
do you feel about that?
You guys have a lot to work
out. We're thinking
out
ahead.
So.
Thinking ahead for this scenario.
And I'm here to help. That's what this is. Hey, it's 7,000 Apart. They're playing down the street at Hagermeister. Check them out. Check out their music on Spotify. Have a great trip and come back and see us when you get back. All right, guys?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Terry Bell joins me next.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Bug Tussle has been your trusted rural internet provider since 2003. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet where others can't or won't. At an honest price, without any contracts or data caps, Bug Tussle has the plan that's right for you. Get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment by calling 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.